Now, a new study has found that although television shows such as Grey's Anatomy can be unrealistic, they also help junior doctors when it comes to difficult situations. Joining us to discuss this further is Centenary Research Professor at the University of Canberra, Deborah Lupton. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Casey.
So quickly just give us an overview of this study. What is it that the TV shows like Grey's Anatomy, like Scrubs, which was one of my favourites, what is it that they do that changes the way our medical students work?
Well, it's interesting that the researchers themselves were working in trauma medicine. They were actually health professionals, doctors and other related health professionals at a US-based hospital. So they were interested themselves in what is it that the patients who might be coming to them with these traumatic injuries might expect when they come into the hospital and what their family members might expect. So they actually sat down and watched, I think it was over 260 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and did an analysis of how that show showed what happens when patients come in with traumatic injury. And they actually found that there were quite significant differences. They had their own database of their own patients, and they could see what happened to their own patients when they came into their own hospital, and they compared that with the Grey's Anatomy patients. And they found that the Grey's Anatomy fictional patients were much more likely to die than the real patients, but they were also much more likely, if they survived, to recover really quickly, to only have one bout of surgery, and to be basically up and out of the hospital in about a week or so, which is really quite unrealistic, you know, if you think about someone who's had a major traumatic injury that doesn't normally happen in real life. So what they were saying, and they also showed that patients basically came into the emergency and then were rushed into the operating theatre. I think we're all familiar with that scenario. Mm-hmm. But in real life, patients, you know, often wait around and have to wait and, you know, to and fro. So, I mean, I guess it's not surprising. None of us is surprised, I suppose, that, yeah, okay, TV shows aren't necessarily realistic because they want to show a compelling story. They don't want to show the boring bits. But if you're a doctor actually working in this kind of healthcare environment, then I guess they just wanted to say, well, okay, we would expect them to be a bit unrealistic, but this is exactly how, and we need to sort of think about when we're dealing with patients that they might have some unrealistic expectations of what might happen to them when they come into hospitals.
So I suppose on one side, it's not too bad, really, if people are expecting that it's going to be really dramatic and they're likely to die, and then, you know, it's kind of okay. That's not such a bad expectation to thwart. But the other end is the sort of more difficult part, is that people might find that their recovery is longer than, you know, television shows them. How are doctors working on managing those kind of unrealistic expectations?
Well, this article was published in a medical journal, so I think that's a start. So it's a journal read by other doctors. And it's really, so if you do this kind of research and you're from a medical team and you're publishing in that kind of journal, unlike, say, someone like myself, I'm a media studies person, so I publish in media studies journals, and I have different kinds of research questions that I kind of investigate when I do this sort of analysis. So, for example, I'm really more interested, okay, if we think about patients and what they learn from medical dramas, I would argue that we also need to look at how patients might dispute what goes on. Or, you know, they may have their own experiences. They may be talking to other people. They may be going on Dr. Google. And I know a lot of them, in fact, most people are these days. So the point is there are many other forms of information that your audience of a television medical show have. So I would caution to these medical researchers that it's important to understand exactly how people make sense of what they see on television and how they weigh that up compared with the other sources of information they have, because it's a much more complex situation of simply just saying, oh, if patients see this show, they'll just expect all these things. Well, of course, patients aren't silly. They don't just necessarily, you know, soak up everything that they see on television. So I would actually say, as a media studies researcher, that let's actually go and talk to people and find out what they make of these shows and how much value they put on the information they see and whether they actually do accept it uncritically. I would say they probably wouldn't.
Yes, it certainly is a bit more complicated than sitting down and watching 200-odd episodes of Grey's Anatomy. I'm speaking with researcher Deborah Lupton from the University of Canberra about the outcomes on education from unrealistic television series. Now, we've spoken a bit about patients. What happens to medical students who watch these shows? I knew someone in high school I was friends with who, you know, she loved watching Scrubs and Grey's Anatomy and other programs like that, and, you know, House, of course. She went on to go to medical school. I mean, how is it that watching these unrealistic medical TV shows changes medical students and then doctors?
Well, that's the really interesting other side of the equation. And there has been some medical researchers and other researchers who have actually gone out and talked to medical students, for example, including one study done here in Australia. And I spoke to medical students in a Sydney-based university, and they talked to the students about what shows, what medical dramas they watched, and then they went on to ask them what role models amongst the fictional doctors what they thought of those role models, whether they were good role models or bad role models from the medical student perspective. And again, they did find that the medical students were very keen on television medical drama. A lot of them did watch them and enjoyed the shows. The medical students were quite critical. So, for example, the House character, which is a very irascible but brilliant doctor, but his terrible bedside manner and, you know, clashes with his colleagues all the time. Well, the medical students could clearly see that probably wasn't a good role model for them to have. But another interesting thing that came up from that particular research was the researchers talk about how you could perhaps use some of these television dramas to teach medical students about, say, ethical issues. So you could maybe, they suggested, take, you know, a few cases from some of these dramas where there's really thorny ethical issues, where doctors have to make really difficult decisions, which is part of their, you know, working lives and is something medical students should learn about. And they said often because it's presented in a really compelling narrative on a medical drama, then maybe that would be a really good way to use in medical education to get students thinking and talking amongst each other and debating the issues. So I think that actually made a really good point. So these researchers were actually arguing that there could be an educational purpose for some of these television dramas.
Well, that's a good bit of information to know, and it's nice to think that while you're sitting down looking at the box, that maybe you can be getting something else out of it. Hey, Deborah, thanks very much for joining us this morning on Breakfast.
It's a pleasure, Casey. Thanks.
Professor at the University of Canberra, Deborah Lupton there, speaking about a study that's found some of the positive outcomes on junior doctors from watching unrealistic medical shows.